every single day, every single breath. Am I this? Now the chimp is this. I'm not the chimp. I am the one who is taming the chimp to live the way I prefer it. Not the animal way. This is what it is, right? I'm improving myself by what? By climbing from the state of animal to human being. This is what we are trying to do, right? Okay. The physical death is the death of animal, isn't it? Me? Oh, I'm a part of we? Will I die when this dies? What will happen when this dies? What do you do? How you remember me, you talk about me, and me is there. Where is me? Where is real me? I've told you 100 times. In you, in the class. That's real me. That has nothing to do with the death of this. That could die. Yes. Suddenly, if I become a nasty fellow, I try to cheat, I will lose that place. That personality will die, right? Which one should I worry about? This is what you should understand. This is where we are. I said you want to learn the language of the animal. Language of the animal is based on my benefit. And it eliminates everything by one word, death. My death? Oh my God. What do you call these fellows who are on life support? Are they dead or alive? Yes, name them dead. Some of them will come back. Just to show you you were wrong. Name them alive. A lot of them will die, will never come back. So, what is this? This is not it. We as a human being are the meaning, the essence of what we are. And that is the subject we want you to focus on. And the death of that personality should be avoided. The death of this? Leave it alone. First of all, they will not let you die. This is what the medical stuff is these days. Yeah. Why should I worry about this? If I was animal, yes, this was the main part of me. But when I'm not, I'm more memories. My existence is not in physical existence. My existence is in the memory of the people. In the heart of the people I exist. And that's the main part of me. That's the part that I should worry about. So, first you started with a woman giving birth and not seeing them grown up. Then he went to the uncle of Muhammad and said, yes, when the light came, means when you become enlightened. Then you will understand that the death which you should run away is not the death of the physical existence. It's not your body. Because you are more than that. You are something that is not your body, is not your physical self. It has grown from you, whether it is good or evil. Every hidden thought of yours, foul or fair, is born from yourself. And your thought is important for us, because your thought is different from the chimp. The rest is the same. Physical existence is the same, right? So he said, please, think about life and death differently. Instead of thinking about the life of your animal part, which you don't really need, think about the other one, the other life you have. Because your other life has a lot of different chances. This one has only one chance. Remember? This happened a night when my grandma was sleeping with my grandpa. I don't know which one were awake, which one were sleeping. Yeah. And my grandma became pregnant from all those cells which was making my mom. We were the revolters. We said, we don't like this. We'll wait for the next generation. So I became one of those little stuff there waiting for my turn. And it happened. So that was the only chance I had. Could I change it? You tell me, could I change my genetics? My genetics? Well, why do I look like this? I don't know. It happened that I look like this because we are not supposed to be the same. So each of us is different. But let's talk about the spirituality. Is it one chance and finishes? I have the chance of improving myself even the last moment of my life if I'm 200 years old. Doesn't matter when. This chance is coming to me repeatedly. Why?
With each breath.
Because it's a gift from a giver. A giver who doesn't receive anything. Do you remember? The real lover who is just giving and giving and giving. At the end of the day, the only thing you cannot say no is that yes, there are so many elements on the earth, and he gave life to a couple of these chemical existences. The rest of them are earth. You're made out of earth, aren't we? Oh, yes. We think that I went back to that story that he sent to bring some earth and... Yes! At the end of the day, we're from the earth and we are mainly water. 96% water. That's what we are. But what really the essence of me? That's what should I think about and be concerned about. Because this universe became to us something that comparison of this world will to say that this existence, it appeared that it's enormous, it's big, but in the meaning, it's just a moment of happening. It's not an important stuff. It's like when you are walking with the wrong shoes, you feel the pain. The rest of the existence is finished. You just think about that one and nothing else. That's the way that you think. You have to be free from all those stuff. Then he arrived to the point that we want to prepare you to accept this point. When the Son of Man is born twice, He plants his foot upon the head of all causes. Do you remember? This was verse 3574. It's talking about being born again. First time I was born, which one was born? The animal. We believe that the humanity will be born. We believe that a lot of people will be born again. Why do we believe that? You tell me. Do you remember that? Poem that I repeat here from Rumi. I believe I've repeated it more than 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I was dead, I became alive. I was crying, I became laughter. Yes, when the love came, I became eternal being here.
That's the explanation, as simple as that. But you forget it, you keep forgetting it.
That Rumi, a guy who had all the stuff that your brain could ask for. What your brain is asking for. First of all, being born from a good parent in a best cultural situation. This is what Rumi was. Then, immigrating to another place to have two different cultures. Rumi had three. Yes, he was born in Parsi part of Afghanistan, living in Turkey, speaking Turkey, and going to Damascus to university in Arabic language, and he was expertise in Quran. So, three languages, three cultures. Then what? Do you remember how young he was when he replaced his father to become the boss of a school made for his father? And he had followers. Then he had a good governmental job, and he was rich, and he had married, children, everything. What else do you want? Famous. When he was riding his car, the people were walking at the both side of his car. Because for you, the horse and the camel doesn't work. But that's what it is, right? What else do you want? He had everything. Even the respect, social respect, exaggerated. Then what? Then a guy stopped him and he will say, I was dead, I became alive. I was the sorrow, I became the happiness. This is not simple, and this is one of his best, really, poems. And he's expressing his understanding and feeling of two kind of life. First one was the logical one he had before the mid-age crisis, and right at the middle age, 38, Shams changed it. He realized that there is another life. In the first one, I will die, everything will finish. In the second one, I could live for eternity, if I'm good. That's what it is. That's what he's trying to explain here. To say that you should think twice. And there are these little tricks. There are something which are obvious. There are something which are not obvious. You should think about and analyze and dictate and things like that. There is difference between these two things. This is what he was talking last time. Today, he wants to talk about the way of listening and being a follower. What is that? Because that's what you need, right? What is the instrument of enrichment? To find a richer fellow, listen to, and learn from. This is what it is. To find a mirror, to see yourself, to correct yourself. Rumi wants to talk about that. Who is the guilty party today? Who are you?
The rules to be observed by listeners